Number four. If you're happy tonight, you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, God is good all the time, isn't he? Praise God. Pray it's been a blessed day for you. Appreciate you being here tonight. Look around and we're missing a lot of people tonight. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, you know, as the preacher's already said, everybody's busy. But you know something? Hey, look here. God knows where each and every one of us is at. Amen. God knows where we stand. God knows what we're going through. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me. We got a God in heaven who knoweth all things. Amen. He knows more than man. Somebody say amen. You know the sad part about man? Man only knows one side. That's what man knows. Man knows one side. I'm glad I serve a God that knows all things. Somebody say amen. You find your place in Philippians chapter number 4. You stand. We'll read just a few words of God. And we'll break the bread of life tonight. Quick as I get this thing on. I really don't need it, but I'll put it on anyway. Philippians chapter number 4. Let's begin our reading in verse 4. The Bible reads and states, it says, rejoice in the Lord. Can I read that again? It says, rejoice in the Lord. Hey, Paul's telling the people there at Philippi where to get their source of rejoicing. Not to get it from the world, but to get it within the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Can I tell you something tonight? It'd be good that each and every one of us could find a little rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, can I tell you, hey, serving the Lord's not a bad thing. Amen.
Right.
Hey, some people make it a bad thing, but can I help you with a seed of thought tonight? Hey, God wants you to enjoy what he's done in your life. Amen. Although he may have done more in your life, and he has my life, can I help you with a seed of thought? Hey, God wants us to rejoice in his source.
Right.
Listen, rejoice in the Lord always. He gives you the season. Hey, shouldn't be a time in the time of a Christian that he not rejoicing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, and again, I say rejoice. Let your moderations be known unto all men. Hey, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. I want to preach just a little while tonight on this thought, being shown of God, led by the sweet Holy Ghost. Take what you got and do what you can. Take what you got and do what you can. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Son, Lord, we bow before you tonight. And God, I pray tonight, God, would you forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings and all our unrighteousness, God. And I pray tonight, God, would you once again, Lord, would you put a hedge around this place, around the pulpit of God. And Lord, the man of God, would you give us unction tonight? God, would you give us clarity of thought? And God, would you keep us within the rims of thy divine word? Lord, I pray tonight for wisdom and knowledge. And Lord, I pray tonight, the sheep of thy pasture, God, you'd feed them. God, you'd encourage them. God, you'd help them, Lord, as we're celebrating all this jubilee and their 50th year of service for you. And I pray tonight, God, Lord, something to be done, something to be said to encourage the saints. Oh, if it be one here lost, undone, I pray tonight, Lord, would you save that soul closest to hell? For we ask in the name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and all God's people said,
amen,
amen. You may be seated. When you get to the book of Philippians, you find the writings of a great apostle Paul, a man that God so greatly used. As it already been stated tonight, if you and I, hey, could just get a little bit of God, Paul in our life, if we could just get a little knowledge, a little learning, a little of ability of what God and Paul had going on, hey, look here, it could change our ministry and it could change our life. Hey, but Paul's a bad writer. Hey, the great apostle Paul, the book of Philippians. Hey, Paul is in a Roman jail. Amen. Hey, Paul is there. And hey, look here. Paul is getting ready to look death in the eye. And Paul is still in the ministry for the God. Amen. Can I make a statement here? You know something? If we'd serve God with all our heart, soul, and mind, we wouldn't be serving manna so much. Say amen. Amen. Oh, if you want to hear the truth, let's hear the truth. Amen. Hey, if we're going to preach it like it is, let's just preach it like it is. Amen. Oh, listen to me well tonight. Hey, Paul's looking death in the eyes, and yet his love for God and his surrendering to God and his service for God was so important. Hey, look here, that all he had on his mind, hey, while he was in that prison cell and in a bad situation, all was on his mind was serving the one who saved his soul. Oh, if you and I could just get a little glimpse, if we could just get a little ball in us, and we could just block out of everything, hey, of this world and all the bad things and the evil things and the hurtful things that come by us as we try to do what God has called us to do. Can I get a witness? Somebody say amen. Hey, look here, you know what we'd do? We'd love God more, and we would love the things that's going on in the planet Earth. Somebody say amen. Oh, it's amazing to me. Look here. Hey, here's old Paul. And hey, Paul is writing to a church that, hey, he founded the first church that was founded on the European continent. And Paul is writing about AD 61. And he's writing to tell the church, hey, look here, just take what you got and do what you can. Amen. Oh, Paul said, here I am. He says, I'm in a prison cell. He said, things right now are not looking too good for me. If you're on the outside, hey, looking in. Can I tell you what? Hey, if you're going to serve God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you're going to have days. You're going to have time. You're going to have season. You're going to go through things that, hey, you might not grasp. You might not understand. Oh, but can I tell you, there's a God in heaven who knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through. Oh, can I tell you something? You've got to get in a valley before you can get on the mountain. Everything ain't peaches, cream, and roses in the ministry. You want to learn the ministry, you learn this Bible. Somebody say amen. You'll find that the men of God sacrificed and died serving God, but they just took what they had and they done what they could for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Here's old Paul, and he's in a very, very bad situation. If you're looking on the outside, looking in. Hey, many of us, we've been in bad situations if you're going to do anything for. Can I tell you something? I'm a pilgrim in a strange country. I'm a down heaven bound going to the house of glory. I ain't backing up, slacking up, or shutting up till I'm taken up. Are you listening to me tonight? Hey, look here. I'm not concerned about what man says. I don't give a quit what man says. I'm concerned about me and my relationship with God. Somebody say amen in the house of God. I'm just going to take what I got, and I'm going to do what I can. Hey, look here, while there's still time to do it. Amen. While there's still time to do it. Oh, hey, look, if you're on the outside and you're looking in, hey, things did not look good for Paul. Hey, it sort of looked a little darkness. Hey, the situation wasn't good. It looked like that Paul was in a difficult situation in the ministry for God. And yet all Paul had was some pen or scroll and, hey, look here, and paper. And what he did, he was writing a letter to the children of God, the church at Philippi, trying to encourage them. You know what we need in our pulpit today? We need a little encouragement. We need a little encouragement. You want to know why people are not doing anything? They're not encouraged. You want to know why people not striving and loving God? Hey, look here. Hey, they're not encouraged. Hey, we're living in a time the world's beating them down. The family's beating them down. Hey, the friends is beating them down. And can I tell you something? Hey, we need a little encouragement. Amen. We need a little lifting up. Hey, we need to experience the joy when you come into the house of God. Bless God. You ought to come in one spirit. Hey, you ought to bind the things of the world. You ought to leave them outside. Somebody say amen. If you got an issue, leave it out there. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me well tonight. Oh, if you're going to strive together, hey, look here, you're going to go through some dark times together. And you know what? Until you learn to go through the dark times, you won't never enjoy the good times. We'll never get through. Hey, it didn't look good for Paul. Paul's locked up. Hey, Paul, the man that God had his hand on, didn't look like God had his hand on him in prison, did it? The eye ain't now always what it sees. You know something? I don't know anything that's going on in anybody's life here, but some of you know what's going on in mine. That's a sad thing, isn't it? That's a sad thing. Nobody really knew where Paul's heart was when he was in prison, did he? You studied the book of Philippians, and he was a writing to the church at Philippi, trying to encourage them just to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Don't get focused too much on the situation that I'm in. Just keep rejoicing in Him. 17 times does He mention joy, rejoicing. Hey, joy. Hey, then joy, rejoice in this little epistle right here. 17 times while Paul is writing from a prison cell. Can I help you with the seed of thought? Hey, it was a darkness. Hey, prison's not a pretty thing. I don't know if you've been there, if you have. Hey, prison is a cruel thing. Somebody say amen. Hey, prison is a place that you do what they say do. Somebody say amen. Hey, you're behind bars. Hey, you don't get to reign. You don't get to do what you want to do. Hey, you don't have no Facebook, her book, his book, her. Hey, are you with me? Somebody say amen. Hey, you can't text them who you want to. You can't call them who you want to. Hey, when Paul was in prison in Rome, can I tell you it was a dark time, it was a cruel time. Hey, but it was an emotional, it was a sad time. I don't know about you, but I've been through some sad times in the ministry. Somebody say amen. Hey, if you haven't ever been through no sad times, you've probably not done much for God. Somebody say amen. If you haven't been through no sad times, you haven't been through no dark times, you ain't never been through some cruel times. If people haven't hurt you, you probably haven't done anything for the Christ. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me and listen to me well tonight, church. Hey, here's Paul. And hey, Paul's in a prison. And hey, it's a hurtful time. And it doesn't seem to, hey, everything to be going in Paul's life like it ought to be going. Hey, but Paul writes to the church and he says, just rejoice in God. He says, I got a pen. He said, I got a paper. And he says, I'm going to try to encourage you in the word of God. Can I tell you something? Hey, we don't need to be beat down. We need to be lifted up. Amen. Hey, we don't need to. Get to the place and hey, there's no rejoicing coming into the house of God. That's the reason you can't feel the houses of God now. Somebody say amen. Oh, they can preach the beauty. Hey, they preach the spirit from out the door. Somebody say no rejoicing. Hey, no good time in the house of God. Hey, let me help you with a secret. He said, just take what you got and do what you can for God, because that's what Paul was doing. All Paul had was a pen and some paper. And he was using what he had with the time he had left to glorify our Lord and Savior. You know something? You and I tonight, we don't know how much time we got, do we? We don't know. We may be gone here just in a little bit. And the word of God says a man will answer for every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. Somebody say amen. Come on, talk to me a little bit. Hey, we're going to do anything. We need to encourage people. We need to help people. Hey, we need to be kind. And hey, look here, we need to have, that thing called Christian, can I help you with a secret thought? That means Christ-like. Somebody say amen. That's what that means. It means Christ-like. And if it's ever been a time that the New Testament church needs to get on fire for God and serve God and get excited about going to heaven. Hey, the man of God's already told you. Hey, asked you, was you going to heaven? Hey, I heard a few amens, not many. I'm going to tell you something unto God. Hey, this place ought to come unglued. Amen. Hey, look here. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. Somebody say amen. You want to know why? Because you love it too much here. Hey, look at you loving with the life you love. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, no ears have heard. Hey, what's laid has been bestowed for us up in heaven. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Here's Paul. And hey, Paul told the church there. He said, look, he says, I'm present to the mark of the pride of the high calling of God. He says, I'm just taking what I got. He says, I'm doing what I can. Hey, Paul writing, look here to tell the church to let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hey, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice unto the Lord. Hey, Paul said, hey, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. There's nothing on planet earth, hey, can affect me, that can bother me, hey, can take away the joy that God placed in me. Hey, when I met God on that day of on that road to Damascus, going to do another sin, somebody say amen. Oh, when God in heaven spoke out and they said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou Saul? Can I help you with a seed of thought tonight? Hey, the day that old Saul, hey, which was Paul, met God, it changed his life. When Ananias took him scales off his eyes. Can I tell you with a seed of thought tonight? Hey, Paul got set on God. He got to enjoying God. He had a relationship with God. And ever where he was at, ever what situation he was in, he didn't browbeat nobody. He just rejoiced in God. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh, listen to me and listen to me well tonight. Hey, you and I, we need to get excited about what God's already done and quit asking God to do something else. We're celebrating 50 years. Hey, isn't that a time? Somebody say amen. Isn't that something? Can I tell you something? That 50 years is up and gone. It's gone. It's a mist. It's a vapor. It's nothing to boast about 50 years ago. We can celebrate that the Lord's had his hand on his place, but what are we going to do today? You say, oh, preacher, you don't understand. We don't have many people. Paul said, take what you got and do what you can. Amen. Oh, if you get, take a handful of people. Hey, look here, you get you some tracts and you start walking up down this road. You start beating on some doors and, hey, you start giving out tracts everywhere you go. Hey, go with me to Walmart. I won't walk around and look like a professor. No, not J.D. Walker. Hey, they ain't going to do it today. Ain't going to do it tomorrow. Hey, ain't it's all right in here, isn't it? Woo! God's got people for you to reach, and God's got people for me to reach, and we shouldn't judge each other how we reach them. Somebody say amen. Oh, we got to worship. Hey, would you believe God's a spirit? Spirit, say amen. Hey, do you believe God deals with you personally, right? Just follow God. Just follow God. Take what you got. Do what you can. Oh, Paul said, I never got over when I learned that God commended his love toward us while I was yet sinners. Christ died for us. Honey, have you got over that day that you got saved by the grace of God? Have you got over that day that the Holy Ghost of God come by and whispered to you in your ear and it touched your heart? Oh, that you needed Christ to get to heaven. Oh, when something as big as God comes alive on the inside of you, it ought to stir you a little bit. It ought to put a fire in you. Amen. It ought to get you up. It ought to get you shouting, hey, for the cause of Christ and the things of Christ. Oh, Paul said, I never got over that thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world, condemned the world, but the world through him might be saved. Hey, he that believes not condemned, but he believed not condemned already. For I have not believed in the only begotten name of the Son of God. Paul said it some days in my life that I've never got over. Can I tell you, JD's never got over getting saved. July 23rd, 1997, about 16 minutes to 10 o'clock at night, Brother James, I backed down by side old blue cap. Hey, in a mobile home, that's all I got, that's all I live in. And if all you people got these big, big houses, hey, you'll answer for that in heaven too. That couch, an old bald-headed preacher. You know what he told me? He said, now, JD, he done told me I was going to hell for 2 years. Y'all got quiet on me. Hell's in your Bible. Sure. He done told me I was going to hell for 2 years. Come to the hospital room, telling me how I was going to hell. Never, hey, how you doing? Hey, you want to get saved today? Well, JD, you're just dying to go to hell. Don Reynolds, that's who it was. Hardcore Don. Somebody say amen. Bless God, hey, nothing, you can do nothing right to please him. Somebody say amen. I mean James hardcore. And I love him so much today. Hey, he don't like for you to hug him, and I hug him anyway. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, you know how the Baptists are about hugging. Don't touch me, you stinking thing. Yeah. Unto God, I'm telling you, hey, look here, I'll never forget as long as I live. Hey, look here, I've been in the hospital for 2 weeks. Hey, look here, have nobody come see me, Brother Donnie, but that preacher, every time I seen him, every time he lived, the only thing he told me, Brother Rick, that I was going to hell. That's all he ever told me. He never gave me no comfort. He never encouraged me. Hey, only thing he had to tell me was, you're going to hell. I'll never forget, I got to go home. I got to go home on a Wednesday. Guess who comes see me on Wednesday? Hey, that old stinking blue van, hey, coming out my driveway. Hey, you know who it was? Hey, that stinking bald-headed preacher coming to tell me. Hey, when he walked in the door at night, you know, hey, he knocked on the door. I said, the door is open. When he walked in, you know what I told him, Brother Greg? I said, I already know I'm going to hell. Somebody say amen. But you know what? When he left that day, it was different. Because, see, at that time, J.D. had already figured out by the sweet Holy Ghost of God that I really was going to hell. I really was lost. I really was undone. I really was everything that preacher told me I was. Are you listening to me? Oh, that day when he left, it was different. Oh, can I tell you, see the thought? Hey, when he left that day, hey, big, mean, bad J.D. Hey, the one run drugs from the Keys to Florida to New York City. Hey, nothing been nothing but a drunk. Hey, look here, a dopehead, a harlot, running up and down the head. Hey, streets of the world. Hey, rampant, doing things that I'm so ashamed of. I'm glad it's under the blood. Somebody say amen. I got something to tell you. Oh, when he left that day, oh, J.D. was a-crying. Oh, J.D. was a-crying that day. Oh, big, mean, bad J.D. Him tears done started rolling. And can I tell you something tonight? Hey, I couldn't stop him tears from rolling. I couldn't stop crying, Brother James. I was, hey, look, I was doing my very best. Hey, to shut him off. Oh, but the Holy Ghost of God in heaven done got inside. And he said, cry. Can I tell you something? Hey, when the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of me, hey, I started crying. And I could not stop crying. Hey, can I tell you what old Paul's telling you? The church at Philippi, he says, I'm in a bad place. I'm locked up. My end's about to come. He said, it's dark. It's cruelty. It's hurtful. But can I tell you something? Lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, don't worry about me. He said, I can remember when I learned. Hey, that God commended his love toward me when yet I was a sinner. Christ died for me. Oh, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. He said, oh, when I found out that God really careth for me. He said, look at all things was settled. He said, I'm just going to take what I got and do what I can. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Amen. What an encouragement. Hallelujah. What an encouragement. Just to take what you got and do what you can for God. Oh, listen what he said. He said, my sins are forgiven far as east is from the west, depths is the sea. He said, I'm going to rejoice in God. He said, not only am I going to rejoice, because I've been saved. Hey, my sins are gone. But he said, I'm going to rejoice because I can forget yesterday's failure. Can I tell you something about serving God? Hey, God says, if you sin, you got this, you listen well. God said, if you sin, I'm faithful. Not the Baptist church, not the Baptist minister, not the Baptist people. He said, if you sin, I am faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all your sin. Does it say that, John? First John, hey, read the whole counsel of God. I don't care what you've done this morning wrong. If you'll put it under the blood, it ain't to be seen by man. Somebody say amen. Oh, he's faithful. He's just. Hey, he's honest. He's good. Somebody say amen. Y'all just take what you got and do what you can. He's forgiving you for your yesterday failures. Can I help you with a single thought tonight? Can I help you with something? Bible said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Bible says not one of us righteous, no, not one. He says all our righteousness is out there. Can I tell you something ain't no good about none of us? Nothing good about none of us. We don't have a right to judge anybody. Somebody say amen. We don't have that right. He says, judge not, lest you be judged. Matthew chapter number 7. I know he's calling a hypocrite, but if you're going to judge somebody, that's what you are. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Say amen. Amen. Let me help you with a seed of thought. Hey, look here. If a holy and a righteous God loves you and he loves me enough, that if we'll bow our head before God and admit that we've done wrong, he says, I'll put the blood on it. He said, I'll cleanse that thing with blood. He said, you can get up renewed. He said, you can get up with a spirit that's settled and fit it with me. Somebody say amen. Hey, isn't it good to know that you're going to mess up? Isn't it good to know that I already know I mess up? Somebody say amen. I mess up every day of my life. Hey, I'll be the first to stand before you and God and all of heaven tell you I ain't nothing. As old Paul said, I'm the least among anybody. Somebody say amen. I can tell you, I mess up every day. I think things all I think. Hey, this big mouth gets me in trouble, and so does yours. Somebody say amen. Or you might really let it come out just a little bit different. But honey, same thought, same mind, same seed, same devil. Somebody say amen. Or you listen to me and you listen to me well. Hey, we all mess up. But thank God there's a God in heaven who loves us and cares for us. And he's just wanting us to get our sins under the blood. Hey, he'll forgive us of yesterday's failure. He'll pick us up, dust us off, and put us back on a vineyard. Hey, put us back working a vineyard that's white in the harvest. Hey, can I help you with a seed of thought? Oh, Paul said, don't you worry about me. He said, I'm going to take what I got. He said, I'm going to do what I can because my sins have been forgiven. And he said, my yesterday failures has been forgotten by God. Somebody say amen. Oh, I'm glad tonight I don't have to answer to man. Somebody say amen. Glad I don't have to answer to man. You know what I found? You can't please them all. You can't please them all. You can't please them all. That's the reason you got people that leave this church and go over yonder to the other church. And trust me, they won't be there long. Because they're unstable. Are you listening to me? Say amen. They're unstable. They're unstable. They just pick yourself up and they run over here. Quick as a man of God preaches something that they don't like, bless God, they'll get up and leave again. Somebody say amen. Oh, because hey, he said his word's sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll cut you going in, but it's cut you coming out. Somebody say amen. Oh, but old Paul said, don't you worry about me. He said, I'm writing a letter of encouragement. He said, I want you to get on fire for God. He said, I want you to rejoice. He said, I want you to rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. He said, remember when God saved your soul, when he penciled your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, when you got sealed by the blood. No, without a shadow of a doubt, if you close your eyes today in death, you'd open them up on the other side. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, without a shadow of a doubt today, old Paul said, but yet while I'm on planet Earth, he says, and I'm out here in this prison, he said, I don't have to worry about my failure yesterday nor this morning. He said, because God in heaven can forgive you your failures. You know what we need? We need some encouragement. Hey, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you've been in the ministry. I don't know what you've done, but can I help you with a word of encouragement? Hey, God knows, and ever what it was, and whatever caused you to stop doing what you was doing, hey, you need to shake it off. You need to knock the dust off your feet. Hey, let it be behind you. God says a man that's worthy to grab the plow, not to look back. Somebody say amen. Honey, I don't look back on yesterday. Yesterday's dead and gone. I can give a flip yesterday. I'm worried about right now. I'm worried about tonight on my way home. I'm worried about tomorrow if God gives me another day. I want to know who I can tell about Jesus Christ before I pillow my head at night, because I chicken fillet. Woo! I'm not going to give you no empty pot stew. Brother Greg, give me a stick with nothing on it. Calls himself a preacher. Done nothing but tease me. I'm sitting there, and you know that popsicle stick, it reminds you of a popsicle. Y'all like popsicles? Say amen. Amen. I mean, you can even get regular ice cream on them. You see how he got James to do the dirty work. Yeah. Yeah. Sit there and think about that stick and that popsicle. And we in the church. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Under God, it's for sure. I'm going to get me Sunday when I leave here. Amen. And you know what I'm going to do? Hey, I don't give a flip if it's black. I don't care if it's white. I don't care if it's a girl. I don't care if it's a man. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Somebody say amen. I'm going to give somebody a track. Somebody say amen. Oh, they throw it in trash. Won't to. That blood just won't be on my hand. Oh, Paul said, look. Hey, Paul said, my sins have been forgiven. Hey, look here. I can forget about my yesterday's failure. You know something? Hey, I don't know what you've been doing, what you've always tried to do for God in your life, but this thing is drawing to an end. Man, we've had some awesome meetings tonight. Where are the people all tonight? I don't know. I don't have no idea. But you're here, and God sent us here, and we need to encourage you to keep on serving and serving God. Hey, look here. Whatever you was doing before, after the devil came by and sowed a seed of corruption. Hey, sowed a seed of doubt. Hey, look here, your feelings got hurt. Oh, whatever it may have been. Hey, dust that stuff off. Put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, pick yourself up, grab the plow, and go on for God. Because for God has forgot it. Oh, listen. He said, I can forget about yesterday's failures. Not only did he say that, he says, I can forego tomorrow's temptations. Now, you listen to me well. There's a devil out there that don't like you and he don't like me. You listen to me? If you do anything at all for Christ, God, hey, the devil don't like you. He's not your friend. God made him the power and the principality to desire. Hey, it's his reign. But can I tell you what? Old Paul said, greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world. Somebody say amen. Oh, if that same Holy Ghost lives in you tonight, can I tell you what? Hey, there's a God in heaven. Hey, look here, that can protect you. Hey, the devil tempted God and he's going to tempt you and he's going to tempt me. He's going to feed us the words of destruction. Hey, he's going to try to discuss us. He's going to try to distress us. He's going to do ever what he can, hey, to bother us from doing anything for God. All what you need to do is tell the devil to get behind you. Hey, you can do all you want to. If it worked for Christ, it'll work for you. Hey, if it worked for Christ, it'll work for us. Hey, when he come down off that mountain, Jesus said, hey, man shouldn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He said, just get thee behind me, devil. You know what we need to do when we try to serve the Lord, when we try to take what little we got? I don't know about you, honey, but I'm going to tell you one thing right quick. I'm not the smartest cat on the block, but you know something? I'm saved as any other man walking on planet Earth. Honey, I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to have me a time. I get excited about it. I'm glad God don't respect a person. Hey, let me help you with a seat of thought tonight. Hey, look here. I'm going to be tempted. You're going to be tempted. And all we got to do is understand there's one lives in us bigger and just tell the devil to get behind us and go on and take what we got and do what we can for God. Somebody say amen. I'll never forget. I come off a rough street. And some people haven't got over it yet. People didn't like me then and don't too many people like me now. You would think church people would like you. Don't fool yourself. Somebody say amen. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. He made mention of it himself. You know? You listen to me well. I can remember Brother Donnie getting saved July 23rd, 1997. About 16 minutes to 10 o'clock at night. Remember getting saved. You know, everybody's got these drawn out testimonies. Honey, that didn't want the way it happened. You know, you eat too much pizza. I went down, done what the preacher told me, got up different. Somebody say amen. He said, say this prayer after me. And when I got up, I didn't think or want what I was doing. I was doing an 8-ball of cocaine a day. I didn't have to go see no shrink. I just went and seen Jesus. Amen. Somebody say amen. I don't need a shrink to tell another shrink how to get off of something. Somebody say amen. I'll never forget it, Brother Donnie. All Temple Baptist Church right there behind Biscuitville in Martinsville, Virginia. Hey, Don Reynolds, a dear man of God. I love him with all my heart. Hey, one who loved me when nobody loved me like Christ. Hey, one who did not give up on me, who kept coming to see me. He just didn't take his hands and wash them and say, I'm done, like a whole lot of us has done. Somebody say amen. Oh, can I tell you, he kept a coming. Over 2 years, Brother James, he kept a coming. He kept a coming. He kept a coming. Hey, look here. Hey, his favorite words, you're going to hell. Somebody say, I'll never get over it long as I live. Amen. Oh, he had me believing. He finally got boned in my head and I was a going. Oh, but when I got saved by the grace of God, oh, you know where I was at that next Sunday, Brother Greg? Hey, I was in the house of God. Amen. Didn't have no clothes to wear, Brother Donnie. I ain't got nothing like I got on now. This is just a blessing from the Lord. I didn't know how to dress. All I had was jeans and rags and hair down about halfway on my back. Hey, meaner than a rattlesnake. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Hey, so were some of you all. Say amen. Oh, listen, let me tell you something. Everybody get saved when they got six. Somebody say amen. Some of us been on the other side a little while. Oh, let me help you with a seed of thought tonight. Oh, let me help you with a seed of thought. I got up and I got into the church, Brother James. And you know what I done? Every time that preacher grunted and needed something, you know what I was doing? Instead of being down at the beer joint and still being down at the dope house and being over somebody else's house that I didn't have no business being. Can I get a witness? Somebody say amen. You know what I was doing? Hey, I was following that little preacher around. Hey, just like a little dog. Somebody say amen. Everywhere that preacher was going, that's where I was going. Hey, just dumb, ignorant. Hey, Don Reynolds was one. He said, J.D., you need to cut that hair. He said, I'll show you in the Bible. The Bible says, somebody say amen in the house of God. I'm gonna tell you something. This is what he told me. This is what he told me. He said, now, Jay, you're gonna throw him cigarettes away. Ain't no cigarette gonna send you to hell, just make you smell like you've been one. Somebody say amen. It was tough on me to get rid of them things, but by the good grace of God, somebody say amen. Oh, if you love him more than you love stuff, you'll get rid of him. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, I'd follow that preacher, Brother Donnie. I'd follow that preacher everywhere. Everywhere he went. Hey, he went on soul winning on Thursday night. I was going soul winning. Amen. I was at church. Hey, if they had a revival, I'll never forget, Brother Donnie. First thing I wore to revival was a prayer work pants because I didn't have nothing else. Can I get a witness? Say amen. Oh, I got in that church and I worked and I labored. Hey, look here, I was more faithful than some of them deacons. But you know what they wouldn't let me do? They wouldn't let me do nothing. For 2 years, I couldn't do nothing. Idiot. You know Idiot. He'd come sit beside me, James. I didn't even know where the books of the Bible was. He'd come sit beside me, show me where the books of the Bible was. Somebody say amen. It'd do you good to throw them thumb joints away and try to learn where they're at. Somebody say amen. At least you'd know that about them, the Word of God. Let me help you with a seed of thought. 2 years, the only thing I could do, brother, the only thing he let me do in 2 years, hey, there's going to have a cleaning day. There's going to have a cleaning day, Brother Donnie. He said, Brother J.D., he said, in the morning, about 9 o'clock, he says, the men are going to get together. He said, we're going to try to straighten up, clean up the sanctuary. He says, we don't have the money to get everything that we need right now. But he says, we're going to try to use what God gave us and do what we can. Somebody say amen. He said, this is what I want you to do. He said, oh, can you come help me in the morning? I said, yes, sir, preacher, I'll be right here. I said, I'll be here bright and early. I'll never forget it as long as I live. You know what I got to do? Hey, when I got over there at that church, you know what he told me to do? He said, go back down in that bathroom down the hall. He said, get that bucket. He said, it's some brushes in there. When he said bucket, I figured I was going to be mopping. You know what I had to do? You know what I ended up doing, Brother Greg? I'll tell you exactly what I had to end up doing. Hey, me and David Harbor, another new convert. Hey, we got that brush. Brother James, we got that brush. And he said, you see where everybody walks? I'm talking about that bunch of Baptists that come on Sunday and come on Sunday night and come on Wednesday night. Somebody say amen. Everywhere they walked and they tromped and they wore the carpet out. Hey, where that cleaner wouldn't get clean. You know what I ended up doing for the first thing that I've ever done in the house of God? I tell you exactly what I done. I had to take that brush and I had to get down on my knees and I had to take that brush and I had to scrub that floor where everybody walked and get that dirt and that grime out of that carpet. Oh, so the house of God could look good. You know what I done? You know what happened to me when I was washing that carpet? I started singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, can I tell you something? It ain't a matter of degree what you're doing. It ain't a matter of degree what you got. It's a matter of degree if you're taking what you got and doing what you can for God. It ain't about who's on a pedestal down here. It ain't about who's first down here. Under the blood, hey, the ground at the foot of the cross, it's level. I'm not putting man on a pedestal. Old Paul said, I'm not in the bed. Can I help you with a seed of thought tonight? You ought to take what you got and just do what you can for God, because He gave His best for you. Oh, let me close this thing down. Y'all with me? Say amen. Oh, look, you're going to be tempted. And let me tell you something. Hey, devil. Oh, devil. Hey, he's going to put obstacles in your way. You know what I learned is my biggest obstacle? It's not the devil. My biggest obstacle is me. If you really got honest with yourself, every one of you alike, not even nobody out, you're your biggest obstacle. Somebody say amen. Hey, God's willing. God's willing to accept what you got if you just be willing to use it for Him. Somebody say amen. Oh, Paul, let me give you these. You can preach them later, all right? Oh, Paul said, I got a faith worth contending for. Paul said, look here. He said, I believe God. I believe I'm saved. I believe I'm going to the house of God. I believe one day I'm going to stand before Jesus Christ and get judged for what I've done. Hey, for my work while I was on planet Earth since I've been saved. Somebody say amen. He says, I got a faith worth contending for. He says, I got a fire inside of me that compels me. You know what I'm lacking to seeing? I'm lacking to seeing the Holy Ghost moving in the Baptist churches today. Amen. Hey, honey, God, we need to get the Spirit of God back inside of the house. And can I tell you how it gets inside the house? Got to get inside of us. We're afraid to do anything. We think somebody call us Pentecostal. I'll give a flip what they call me. I'm saved by Jesus. Say amen. You're saved by Jesus. And y'all let people know you're saved by Jesus. Somebody say amen. Oh, y'all to be at witness. Y'all take what you got and use what you can. Hey, look here. Hey, that fire. Our fires went to a flame. We need that flame turned back into a fire. Hey, it compelled us to continue going. Hey, get focused on living. Hey, what is that worth? I got a focus worth living for. Hey, seeing souls get saved. You know the most important thing you and I can do while we're on planet Earth is lead somebody to the Lord. Honey, hey, that reward is going to be rewarded to you. You're going to stand before God. You're going to be judged. You listen to me. And you know what? If you've led one, if you've helped me lead one to the God, hey, can I help you with this? Can I report to you that you're going to get a soul-winning crown? Can I tell you what that soul-winning crown is going to do for you? It's going to get you to the feet of Jesus Christ, because they all belong to Him. Don't none of us belong to us, no way. Somebody say amen. Hey, we just need to take what we got and do what we can. Oh, He said, I got a focus worth living. He said, I got a future, hey, worth pursuing. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. Well, not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'm coming again to receive you, that where I am, there may be also. Honey, look up. Hey, Jesus Christ. Christ can come tonight. You know what we and I need to do? Hey, we need to get out of the situation we're in. We need to look over the dark prison we're in. Hey, get away from what we're thinking about. Hey, we all die. Hey, we all saturated with the things we're going through. We need to get saturated with all the things He's brung us through. Somebody say amen. Because this, listen to me, the same God that brung you through that can carry you through anything else. You listening to me? You know what God told me? God didn't tell me it's going to be peaches and cream serving Him on planet Earth. And He probably told you the same thing. You're going to meet people who eat you up. You listening to me? Say amen. You're going to meet people who believe in you. You're going to meet people you can get close to. You're going to meet people you can fellowship with. And then you're going to meet other people that you just need to stay away from. You say, well, preacher, why is that? Well, if you can't get along with them, just leave them alone. I didn't tell you to hate them. I said, just stay away from them if they are affecting you from taking what you got and doing what you can for God. Can I tell you something? Hey, these people down here are not going to be the judge. Jesus Christ Himself is going to be the judge. And the same God is going to judge us. You and I got opportunity to serve right now. Right. You say, preacher, I don't have no education. Preacher, I don't read good. Preacher, I can't play guitar. Preacher, you just don't know my situation. Ma'am, sir, you're right. I really don't. But there's a God in heaven who knew Paul was in a prison, who knew Paul was going to die. And there's a God in heaven who saved your soul. want to ask you a question. Aren't you saved? Amen. Won't you raise your hand? Keep it raised till I can see it. I'm a little old. I'm getting dreadful. Can't move much. You saved. Raise your hand. I see those hands. Now let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a personal question. If Christ loved you so much that he died for you, wouldn't you want to do something for him? Amen. Just something? Just something? Wouldn't you be willing to take what God in heaven has given you and use it for him? Not this church. Not Brother Greg's church. Not Greg, not me. But for the Savior who hung on a cross at Calvary, Golgotha, the place of the skull, and died for you. Amen. Wouldn't you be willing just to take what God's given you and do what you can for him? I believe God would let you do that tonight. I believe God could take the talents that you got personally and God could use you for his kingdom. But you know what it takes? It takes you wanting to. It takes you wanting to do something for God. I want to ask you a question. Would you want to do anything for him? Would you want to do anything for him?
Amen.
You know how you can do that? You know how you can start that? By getting up out of them pews of comfortableness. Coming up and gathering around this old altar. And saying, "Oh God, it's me. Oh, it's me, it's me, it's me. God, I want you to forgive me for everything I've done wrong. God, I just want to use what you've given me for you." Would you come? Everyone stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. If God spoke to your heart tonight and you want to do something, you want to do something for God, you step out where you're at. You just come on up here and gather around this altar. People already coming. Come on. Just step out. Come on. Come on. Oh, listen to me now. Come on. Just step out and come on. You want to do something for the Lord, you just step out and come on. Oh, just take what you got. You don't need nothing extra. You just need to take the talents that God's given you and just step out and just come on and gather around this altar tonight and say, "God, it's me. God, it's me. I just want to do what I can with what I got. Oh, God, I know I'm not much. I know it's not much to me. Oh, but listen. Oh, God, that preacher said, if I would call on your name, oh, if I would get real with you, you'd get real with me. Lord, would you just take what I got? And oh, God, would you let it be worthy? Oh, that I might be able to do something for you. Oh, that when I stand before you, God, oh, Lord, that I might have something laid up in heaven." She's going to begin to play. You just pray. Oh, the whole house on the altar tonight. Oh, listen, the whole place on the altar tonight. Oh, listen tonight, church. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. God in heaven will listen to you. Yes, he will. He'll listen to you tonight. Oh, he loves you. He loves you and he wants to use you just the way you are. He'll take what you got and he'll let you do what you can. Oh, I don't know what it might be. Oh, just ask him. Seek his face. Oh, pray out to him. Cry unto him. Have a father. Oh, listen to me tonight. There's a God in heaven. Oh, is looking for people to help him. Oh, listen, listen. He loves you. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. He needs you to work for him tonight. Oh, just come. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, God is good. You just pray as long as you want to pray. God will listen to you. Oh, God wants fellowship with you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, can I tell you? Oh, He wants to hear from you. Yes, He does. He wants to hear from you tonight. Oh, God. Just take what you got. Do what you can. Oh, listen. Oh, listen.